أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبعولتهن أحق بردهن في ذلك إن أرادوا إصلاحا ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف وللرجال عليهن درجة والله عزيز حكيم. The masalas of talaq, divorce have been discussed, that when a man gives talaq to his wife and then in that period, waiting period, is three menses, three periods of her monthlies. And in the case of her husband passing away, then it is 4 months and 10 days. And there is great wisdom in there, and absolutely necessary that we adhere to that. And for that, as Allah mentioned, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, that we build our iman on Allah on akhirat. How much yaqeen we have got, then we will observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So this on the one side is that the, and as Allah Ta'ala had commanded, that a woman must not conceal what is with her, whether she's having her menses or she's not having them, that is, she's having a baby. So it must not be mixed up whose baby it is. And also for the sake of raj'at, to if a husband gave a talaq raj'i, one talaq which he can revoke, then he, in that period of the menses, the three menses, he can revoke it. So she must not conceal what is there so that the husband can know. And to take back the talaq and to revoke it is the right of the husband. Her wife does not have to be happy or agreeable to it. She must accept. If the husband wants to take her back, he can, by all means, Allah has permitted him to take her back. And also a very important point here is that Allah has put the talaq in the hands of the man. And this is also the great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. Women are very short-sighted usually, very impulsive. They want to just do things immediately. If they had the right of divorce, we can't imagine how many divorces should take place. And men, Allah has given them the right, but they should also act responsibly. They should not just go on like a mad person just giving talaq. We must consider the matters very, very carefully. Anyway, so that it establishes whose child it is, if the wife explains clearly whether she's having a baby, so it is the baby of the husband who gave her talaq. And in that period she must not marry, so that it is not mixed up that whose baby it is. And also for the matter of AIDS, which the medical science has discovered just now, what Quran has stated 1400 years ago, that if a woman has to have relationships with another man, and it is within that period of 3 months or three menses, or 4 months and 10 days, and the effect of the other man's semen is still within her womb, and the other man's mixes with it, that causes AIDS. And therefore, a man can have 4 wives, and unlimited concubines, slave woman, but there won't be any AIDS if the woman don't sleep with any other man. And if the woman sleep with any other man within that period, then the mixture of the semen causes this AIDS, and that is a great pandemic, and which is killing off people in the world in huge numbers. So further Allah Ta'ala explains, وَبُعُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ إِنْ أَرَادُوا إِصْلَاحًا, اور ان کے خاوند رکھتے ہیں ان کو لوٹا لینے کا اس مدت میں اگر چاہے سلوک سے رہنا. And Allah has given the man again the right that if he wishes to, he can revoke that talaq. within the iddat period, and then he does not have to, there is no halala that has to be done. If it is a talaq raj'i, that is one talaq, he can just revoke it. And if he gave a talaq bain, then by making nikah again, he can have his wife back. And in that, the wife, like at the time of nikah, the wife's permission is taken. Are you prepared to marry so and so? But if the man gave talaq and he wants to revoke it, then there is no permission asked of the woman. Are you prepared that your talaq be revoked and you stay again with the man? It is the sole exclusive right of the man which Allah Ta'ala has given. And Allah says that if the man desires so, in arad wa bu'ulatuhunna ahaqqu biraddihinna, the man have been given that right. And what a condition, in aradu islaha, if he wants to keep her properly. Even if he doesn't want to keep her properly, the raj'at, taking her back, will be correct. But by Allah, it is very, very heinous and a great crime that if your man wants to take his wife back, but to cause her harm, to make her suffer, not to keep her properly, then that is not correct. Though the raj'at will be correct, but it will be a very great guna by Allah Ta'ala. The real object must be in aradu islaha, that he wants to treat her properly. He's taking her back as his wife, not to punish her, not to make her suffer, but to make islah, to keep her honorably and respectfully, to keep her happy. In that way he should keep, then there is great, great reward for, great, great reward and barakat from Allah Ta'ala. Then further Allah explains, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Or عورتوں کا بھی حق ہے جیسا کہ مردوں کا ان پر حق ہے دستور کے موافق. And women have also got rights, just as there are rights over them. That is, the man also have got rights. And it's very important in a marriage situation, nikah, that both parties' rights must be considered. Not only one party's. And our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, whom Allah had blessed in many ways, he said, first Allah mentioned the rights of the woman here. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Allah did not mention the rights of the man first. And Hazrat explained that the woman normally is the weaker sex. She is more weaker in every way, biologically, in every way, mentally also. So Allah is defending her. So Allah mentioned her rights first, that her rights will come first. So Allah mentioned her rights and then the rights of the husband. And all of these are bil-ma'roof. Bil-ma'roof, either that what is understood and acceptable in that society. All different societies have got different norms. And Shariat has made allowance for that. What is understood to be the rights of the husband, what is understood to be the rights of the wife according to the societies. Bil-urf and bil-ma'roof also, it refers to the commands of Allah. What rights Allah has given the wife, she has got those rights, fulfill them. What rights Allah has given to the husband, those rights must be also fulfilled. So keep Shariat also in mind and keep the society you are living in and what they understood was to understand what are the rights of the husband, the wife. Like for example, in our society, we understand that the wife should do the cooking and housework. Though according to Shariat, it's not her duty. But in our urf, it is like that. So maintain that which is like that. So the rights of the wife are also very important and the rights of the husband. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. Or مَرْدُوْ كُوْ عَرْتُوْ پَرْ فَزِيلَتْ هَي. And remember that Allah has given superiority to man over woman. Both have got rights over one another, but Allah has given man one superiority, that is Allah made him the Amir. He is not the Amir, he is not there to order, he is the Amir. And he is there, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ, that man have been given the authoritative position, that is just like Sayyidul Qawm Khadimuhum. The leader of a people, the Amir of a Jamaat, is the Khadim of that Jamaat. It is now his duty not to go on ordering and doing all wrong things, but protecting, looking after his wife. Allah made him the Amir so that he sees to her needs and keeps her comfortable, keeps her happy and looks after her. So that is his duty. And which person, which husband does that, then he enjoys the virtue of the wife respecting him and the wife looking up to him. And in that way his position is maintained. But if he does not fulfill his duty of looking after the wife, he doesn't keep her comfortable, doesn't consider her, then she also loses respect for him. Then he's the Amir, but just in name. He has got no position, no respect in that house. The wife does not respect him also, and chaos comes in that house. So this is very necessary to understand the Quran Sharif in the correct light. Not just that man think that Quran has given us a position and now we can do in our houses as we want to. And we can order around the woman as we want to. In fact, some men even go to the extent of ordering haram things. And they say that Allah is, you must obey us. You have to obey us even if they are doing haram. Whereas clearly Allah's injunctions are, whoever orders you at haram, even your parents, even your ustad, even your sheikh, never do what is haram. Don't break the laws of Allah and make other people happy. Allah's laws come first. Even if the husband wants the wife to do haram things, dress in a haram way, go to haram places, it is farz for her not to obey him and go against him and not do all those haram things. So it is very important to understand that what is لِرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. That position which Allah has given must not be abused in any way. It must be used correctly. And remember, وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala is most powerful. If you disobey Allah and you misuse your position of authority which Allah has given you, Allah has got more power over you. He can take you to task. Don't think you are a man and you can fist your wife, you can kick her, you can throw her out of the house and you can do as you feel like. Allah is watching over you. And if he has to take you to task, you don't stand any chance anywhere whatsoever. And also Allah is Hakim. Also this we must understand, that this laws which Allah has made, the rights of the husband, the rights of the wife, Allah has given man a superior position, that Allah made him the Amir. There is no mashura in a house that who will be the Amir. Allah has decreed already the husband will be the Amir. And so that is in the full wisdom of Allah, that was the best it was to be. So Allah had ordained that. So we must maintain the laws of Allah Ta'ala, even not only in our namazes etc., but our marriage relationships also. That is also a great ibadat. As namaz is an ibadat, zakat, hajj and qurbani are ibadat, Ramzan is a big ibadat, marriage relationships are also a very big ibadat. And as Allah's commands are for namaz, so Allah's commands are of a marriage relationship also. And it's very necessary that we learn them, be conscious of them and fulfill them. Then we will see the fruit of Islam. And if we just in by name Muslims, our marriage, there is no Islam in our marriage. Not at the time when we get married also, not in our married lives also, not when we become parents also, then we can forget to dream about the barakat of Islam and the enjoyment of Islam in our spouses, in our children, etc. When we will live Islam, then we will get the fruit of Islam. May Allah give us all of it, inshallah. Subhanallah.